All right, let's look at a couple of other processes that used anchoring, which we no longer do, and I'll tell you why we don't. Although the New Orleans flexibility drill is a pretty good process, if you look at page 50, it's not used much anymore, and I've simply included it for historical reasons. Usually, the process isn't used so much anymore because we've replaced it with the timeline therapy techniques. But in the New Orleans flexibility drill, what used to happen was the client would identify an external stimulus, which would be a person, a place, or a thing, or a specific syntax of internal and external processes involving any or all of those, that constantly trigger an unresourceful state in the client. Then the practitioner anchors the client in several unresourceful states, accessing the appropriate resources to successfully handle the situation. And then they use the same anchor for each of these resource states. In other words, stacking the anchors. And the practitioner creates for the client a powerful, positive stacked anchor. And then the practitioner tests the anchor. Then the client provides a detailed description of the scenario identified in step number one and coaches the observer in the specific behaviors necessary to role play so as to totally and accurately reproduce the external stimulus. And that means using verbal and nonverbal language patterns to create and recreate the external stimulus, which may include the recreation of situations devoid of human interaction. Let me give you an example, because this is a little dry sort of the description. Let me give you an example. One of the ways I've used it is with a fellow that couldn't approach girls. He couldn't get a date with a girl, so he was afraid to walk up to them. So what you do is you simply put him in a situation where he might have to do that and fire off those positive anchors. And what happens is it's almost, in a sense, a role playing. And then you could actually, number four, the practitioner triggers the client's stacked resources as the observer begins to role play the external stimulus. The observer continues to role play. Practitioner intermittently releases the client's anchor, calibrating the client. And if the client begins to revert to an unresourceful state, the practitioner fires the anchor again. And then you continue until there's no longer any need for the practitioner to externally anchor the client. And that is, the client stays totally resourceful. And then what happens now is that the external stimulus that previously triggered an unresourceful response in the client now triggers a resourceful response related to the resources provided by the stack anchor in number two. Okay, that's the New Orleans flexibility drill. As I mentioned before, it's not used much, and we include it here only for historical purposes. In addition, I want to call your attention to the NLP Change Personal History. We have an outline of that on page 51, and we're not going to cover that, but if you wanted to, you could read that over. That's also been essentially replaced by timeline therapy. Let's talk about the physiology of excellence. And I think in our last remaining minutes on this program, we might just do this together if we have a chance. So let's do it together.